Yes, He knows my name. I've always liked that song. Done a good job. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Singing praises to Him. Thanking Him for His goodness to us. Another opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. What it's all about.
Amen.
We have your Bibles. We'd like to turn over to Psalms chapter 73. Amen. A little bit under the weather myself. Be praying for me and these that's out sick, that the Lord will help us all. He's the Lord. I know God is able to help us. Psalm 73. Speaking here about God delivers the righteous. Let's begin reading verse number 1. I'd like to read the entire chapter, 28 verses. I'd like to bring out some verses to you tonight. Even just bear with me. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Mentions here a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. More than heart, it's mentioned again here, can wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak lawfully. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain. Heart's mentioned again here. I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream when one awaketh. So, O Lord, when thou awakest, I shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. Heart is mentioned in this verse. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before them. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Who shall I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Mentioned here twice in this verse of Scripture, the word heart. Verse 27, for lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. I'd like to preach verse number 26 tonight. Amen. As I read these 28 verses of Scripture, I believe heart is mentioned 6 different times in these 28 verses. 6 different times that heart is mentioned. But if you look at verse number 26, he said, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The word strength in that verse in the Hebrew means rock. That is the Hebrew meaning for the word strength in verse number 26. God is the strength of my heart. God is the rock of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. God is the rock of my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we think upon the Hebrew meaning of the word strength, that God is the rock. He is the rock of my heart. When I begin to read over this, felt like the Lord revealed this to me. There's a verse in Jeremiah where he said, the word of the Lord is like a hammer, breaketh the rock into pieces. The word of the Lord is like a fire. In that same verse, it goes on to say, the word of the Lord is like a hammer, breaketh the rock into pieces. How many has ever thought tonight that God is the rock of my heart? That I desire His word to break my heart all to pieces. In other words, Brother Speed brought out the verse of scripture. I bring it out, Hosea 10 and 12. He said, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. It is time to break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till He comes and rains righteousness upon you. When we think about a crusty heart, when we think that our heart needs to be tilled, it needs to be cultivated. Amen. To break up your fallow ground. Crusty heart. A heart, amen, that's been hardened toward God. A heart that needs to be dealt with. It's a sin problem, a sin issue at times in many people's lives. But when I think about how that God, the rock of my heart, refers to the foundation of Jesus Christ being the rock that we are building upon. He is the sure foundation, being the rock of my salvation. Upon Him I shall build. There's nothing like the rock that we're building upon tonight.
Right.
But as I preach this, as the Lord gives it to me, I want you to think upon that as I preach tonight. God is the rock of my heart. God is the strength of my heart. I like to take the Hebrew meaning of the word strength and apply it to a message tonight. He's my rock. He is my strength. It's of the heart. Amen. Let's think upon that as I preach. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful tonight that we can share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, once again, we need Thy word. Lord, we need Thy power. We need Thy spirit. Lord, You know that You are our strength and You are, amen, the length of our days. We move and we have our being with God. You are power. You are everything. But Lord, I pray tonight, let us receive of Thy word. Let Thy word touch us and move us, God, and help us to receive that we need. God, we love You. We thank You. And we praise You. Lord, You know us by name tonight. You know my name. You know my problems. You know my fears. You know my struggles. You know my trials. Lord, You know what I face. You know my sickness. You know everything about me. God, just touch us tonight. Help us to look to You for all that we need. And what is ever accomplished, we'll give You the praise. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. It refers to in this chapter 73, saying that God is good to Israel, even to such as of a clean heart. It first opens up in verse number 1, amen, they that be of a clean heart, that God is so good to Israel. But this Psalm here, 73, it deals with a disturbing problem, that though God is sovereign and He is just, and the wicked often prosper, while those who serve God seem to suffer more. The psalmist who serves God faithfully has become discouraged when he compares his afflictions with the apparent ease and happiness of many of the wicked. However, his confidence in God and His ways is restored when God reveals the tragic end of the wicked and the true blessing of the righteous. You know, I think about the prosperity of the wicked. It's mentioned no more in these verses of scripture. I think about, as I was sitting today at Bojangles, as I eat my biscuit, I looked upon the TV screen in the corner of the ceiling, and it was saying on the world news that they were going to sell so many lottery tickets today for the big jackpot of about $500 million. Amen, that big jackpot. Somebody is going to win the lottery. They was estimating selling over 100,000 tickets per minute. today. Could you imagine over 100,000 tickets sold per minute within a 24-hour period for the big jackpot of $500 million? Amen. After the taxes, I think it run around about, what, $340, $350 million to pocket. Amen. After all the taxes is taken out. Amen. So, Brother Jeff, that's a little bit more than $33,000, my brother. Amen. Do you hear me tonight? Could you walk away with about $340 million? Amen. Off of just a lottery ticket. Well, amen. We think about the prosperity of the wicked. We think how that the wicked, even it mentions in Scripture, how that they seem to prosper every day. It seems like their prosperity is increasing, and they're winning the lotteries, and they're winning more and more. It seems like nothing affects them like it does in the lower class people who seem to suffer because of the economy and the way that things are. Oh, the prosperity of the wicked. Amen. Sees that there is no bands in their debt, but their strength is firm. They're not in trouble, as the Scripture says, as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore their pride compasses them about as a chain, and violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. That's where it is right there in verse number 7. They have more than their heart could wish. But this is what he said as he spoke of those. He said they are corrupt, and they speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They have set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Amen. And that's what he's speaking here concerning how that the prosperity of the wicked, how that they seem to prosper, while those who serve God seem to suffer more. And that's what the psalmist was referring to here, between how that God shall deliver the righteous, and even though the wicked shall prosper in their wickedness. Amen. We should not become discouraged. Amen. When he compares the righteous man, compares his afflictions with the apparent ease and happiness of many of the wicked. But his confidence in Almighty God and his ways is going to be restored. Amen. Because the wicked will suffer. Amen. Concerning the things that shall happen in the wrath of God coming out upon this world. He says here that understanding that their end, that God is showing the psalmist the destiny of these wicked people, that this revelation puts in problem in the perspective both to eternity and to the believer's highest blessing. In the end of all, the righteous will succeed in triumph of God, while the wicked will perish. Even the brief span of our lives, if we evaluate things simply from our limited, earthbound human perspective, we will almost certainly become discouraged and filled with despair. We must have God's revealed Word and His Spirit in us in order to complete our life's journey in faith and confidence in God's goodness and His justice. Oh, he says in one verse, "Nevertheless, I am continually with thee." That the psalmist discovers the attitude that leads to the triumph of faith. That in this life, with all of its problems, our greatest good is intimate communion with God. Let the wicked prosper. Our hope and treasure and life is in God Himself. Amen. I think about what Brother Jeff was saying not too long ago. The greatest thing that I possess is my soul. And is it well with your soul? The greatest thing that I possess is my soul. It doesn't matter about how the wicked shall prosper. It doesn't matter how people may seem to be wealthy in this life, and we may seem to crumble at things around us, and our faith may be weakened, and we may be dark in despair, but we have God that's going to lead us out with His power and by His Spirit. Praise God. Oh, yes, we have the hope in God. We have treasure in life in God Himself. Always that He is with us and guiding us by His Word and His Spirit, upholding us by His power. And one day He's going to receive us up in the glory of heaven, like the Apostle Paul. our motto as we face life anxiety should be this. In Philippians 1 and 21, for me to live is Christ and to die is to gain. So it's no more. Amen. Oh yes, we look at the prosperity of the wicked, but how shall the righteous prosper? Amen. That he is not going to withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. Amen. Our happiness is in him. Amen. I'm content in God. He has satisfied the longing soul with good things. And I'm glad to know he's with me. Amen. Praise be to God. And what I shared with you, amen, those verses of scripture referring how that the flesh and the heart shall fail. But even at times, I've shared before, how man at times don't even know his own heart. Amen. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. The Bible teaches us also what defiles a man comes out of his heart. Amen. But God knows the heart. God tries the heart, and he knows the reins. But God is the strength of my heart, and he is my portion forever. My portion shall be the great inheritance that God has for me once I finish my race. And I'm glad to know I'm looking, amen, and hastening for the day of the coming of the Lord. But not only for that, I know I have treasures laid up on the other side. I have affections set on things above and not on this earth. And I'm glad to know that my happiness is in the things of God. We sing the song sometimes, I am satisfied. I am satisfied. And I want the Lord to be satisfied with me. Glory to God. How do you feel about that tonight? I'm satisfied. That's why Paul could say that. Amen. For me to live is Christ and to die is the gain. I'm satisfied here and I'm going to be satisfied there. I'm satisfied here because heaven's already come to me. Amen. I'm going to be satisfied there because I'm going to be with him in eternity. Amen. As eternity rolls on, I was coming down the road today thinking about eternity. Eternity is too long to be wrong, my friend.
Amen.
Amen. Eternity is too long to be wrong, my friend. Did you know eternity is only mentioned one time? Amen. Eternity, that's it. Eternity. Amen. The word eternity, not eternal. Eternal is mentioned, eternal life in Scripture. But the word eternity, if I remember right, is only mentioned one time in Scripture. Amen. Oh yes, I believe it's in the book of Isaiah. Amen. But anyway, church, amen, eternity is too long to be wrong. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be for eternal. Amen. Rest and peace and happiness with God, or shall it be the prosperity of the wicked now? Amen. As they reign there in the pits of hell and fire and brimstone for eternity. My Lord God, I want to know, saints of God, that my heart and my flesh is not seeking for the things that be of this life. Amen. Not in the wealth here, not in gaining here, but to gain control of the things that God has given to me to lead me in a fruitful life in the Spirit of God. He's still molding me. He's still shaping me concerning the things that are about me. And my heart is fixed, as the psalmist said. My heart is fixed in God.
Amen, brother.
What about yours tonight? Is your heart fixed in God? Do you have your portion forever in God? That's what the psalmist was saying here. Amen. He is the strength of my heart. He is the rock of my heart. If the word of the Lord is like a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces. That's the way I want God to mold me. I want his word to take effect in me, to break my heart all to pieces, as the soul was saying, Lord, amen, break my heart all to pieces and let a little sunshine in. That's what I want the word of the Lord do for me. Amen, praise God. God is nearer than a broken heart and saveth such of a contrite spirit. Amen, let the word of the Lord break my heart. Amen, like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. Let the word of the Lord take effect in my heart that way. Amen. To mold me and shape me according to the very design that he would have for my life. I want the word of the Lord to break my heart all the pieces and let a little sunshine in. Glory to God. Let the sun, S-O-N, rule me. Amen. And live in me. Let the Spirit of God guide me. That's why I want the word of the Lord take effect in my life. I want it to be for all instruction. I want to be for all correction. I want to be, amen, for instruction unto righteousness. I want the word of the Lord to take my heart, amen, and break it all to pieces. For the word of the Lord is quick. It's alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, to the joints and of the marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's the word of the Lord. I want the word of the Lord to be alive in these saints. I want the word of the Lord to do effect in my heart and within my life. Amen. God is the rock of my heart. Amen. We think about the rock that we'll build in the pot. I know the psalmist could say, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. There's many scriptures that refers to the rock. Save our rock, save our God. Amen. He is the sure foundation that we'll build in the pot. He is that rock of my salvation. Praise God. We're building our house upon the rock, not upon the sand. But we're building upon the rock. And when the storms come, amen, and the rain comes, it beats upon that house, it shall stand because it's firm upon the rock. And saints of God, that's the way it is for every child of God. And those who cries out the rock, amen, praise God, the rock our strength. Save our God who is our rock, and He is our strength. Amen, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you just love Him tonight? Amen. There's some other verses I'd like to share with you. Amen. Concerning that tonight. Amen. Praise God. Concerning the Lord of glory. Amen. That we can have a pure heart. Amen. Praise God. Said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world that are that dwell therein. He has founded it upon the seas. And establish it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
Yes.
For he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lift up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him and seek Thy face, O Jacob. But He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. The Lord mighty and vital. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift Him up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Praise God. See, the psalmist David was speaking of the song of the King of glory, but he said it's going to be only of those who have a pure heart.
Yes!
David was emphasizing that those who want to worship and to serve God and receive His blessings must be pursuing a pure heart and a righteous life. Referring to clean hands, hands that are free from external acts of sin, and a pure heart refers to the inward holiness, the right motives and goals in this life. Where Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, praise the Lord. That's going to be of those who have received the blessing of the Lord. Amen. I think about, He said, lift up holy hands without wrath and without bowing. Lifting up holy hands before God. If we're to worship in the sanctuary of God, if we're to receive that strength from the Lord, He said it's going to be for those who have received His blessing. Amen. For those who seek Him. Amen. For those that every time we call on God in prayer, we worship Him in His house and we seek for His grace and we seek for His help. He said, show me Thy ways. Amen. Show me Thy ways to understand the ways of the Lord. That we should wait upon the Lord. And we should be humble. And we should be broken in prayer and fasting. In faith and wisdom and guidance and perseverance. And our relation to spiritual authority and maturity should be in the Lord. That the basic principles for knowing God's ways, that we must have a sincere desire to be led into the righteous ways of our God and the truth of His Word. That we must be eager to wait upon God all the day long. We must humbly submit ourselves to God, commit ourselves to Him, and to fear the Lord.
Why?
Because He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
Why?
How about that tonight? If I hold iniquity within my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It doesn't matter how some people seem to be so spiritual. It doesn't matter how a person may seem to preach. Amen. There's some people that hoard things. They hoard bitterness and maybe hatred toward people. It could be envy. It could be strife. It could be malice. It could be numerous of things that can defile the man. But I'm telling you, saints of God, if we regard iniquity in the heart, the Lord will not hear me. I want to be in the place that the Lord's going to hear me. What about you tonight? This excuse me a little bit tonight. I'm a little bit choked up, but I tell you, saints of God, is He the rock?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I say, if God is the rock of your strength,
yes.
Is He the strength of my heart?
Yes.
He said, my flesh shall fail. At times my heart shall fail. But see, He knows my heart. He's the rock of my heart. He's the rock of my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Everything is strength in God. Amen. Save our God. We shall know them that serve Him of a pure heart. Amen. Of a clean heart, O God. That's why I want to lift up holy hands tonight. And I can worship before my God and to praise Him. Don't you just love Him tonight?
Yes, amen.
I want Him to teach me His ways. That the goodness and mercy of God shall follow me all the days of my life. That's what the psalmist David was saying. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If He's going to prepare a table before me. If He's going to, amen, praise God. Know that I can have peace with God. Know that I have help in the Lord. He is the help. He is my strength. Amen. Praise God. He's my present help in the time of trouble. Show me Thy glory, O Lord. Show me Thy ways. Let me walk therein. Lord, You're my rock. Amen. I'm building upon You tonight. I'm building upon the Word. But let the Word, amen, have a brokenness within me that I can humble myself before God to receive that I need from the Lord. Amen. Do you love Him tonight?
Yes.
I want the Lord to help us. He is our portion of help. That's why the psalmist David could say, there's one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to hold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion, and the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. And He shall set me upon a rock. Amen. Amen. He shall set me upon a rock. And now my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Oh Lord, hear me when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. Seek Ye my face. My heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek.
Amen.
That's what my heart is saying. Amen.
Amen.
So it's of the heart. That's what He's saying here. It's of the heart. He said, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's not just the prosperity of the wicked, but it's the prosperity of the righteous. Amen. Because blessed be the Lord. Because He has heard the voice of my supplication. Listen, hear what He said. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Him. Listen here. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people, and bless thy inheritance.
Yes.
Feed them also, and lift them up forever. Yet stop there. Now listen. He said, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Those are some good scriptures there, saints. Amen. Praise God in Psalms 28. Amen. Referring to the heart. Amen. Praise God. How about you tonight? God is my rock of my strength. Amen. He is the strength of my heart. Everything about God is strength. We refer to that scripture in Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And it's surely true, the joy of the Lord is my strength. God is my rock. Amen, praise God. Amen. I compared it to that scripture, where the word of the Lord is like a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces. I say, church, tonight, what I'm trying to get across to you is let the word of the Lord take such effect in you. Amen. Let it bring you to the place that you can humble yourself and be broken before God. Let the word of the Lord take effect. Don't be offended at the word. Let the word of God grow within you, that you can mature, amen, in spiritual maturity to become a great saint in the faith of God's word. Amen. So many people get offended at the word and they walk away. Amen. Even in one scripture, St. John, he said that they had walked away with him and they was his disciples no more. They walked away. Amen, praise God. I don't want to walk away with you. Amen, I want to fully surrender to God. Amen, I want the word of the Lord take effect in my life. Praise God, I want it to take my heart and break it all to pieces. Amen, I want my heart to be melted before God for the King of glory. I want Him to melt me in order to mold me. How about that tonight? That He can melt me to mold me. Amen, praise God. Oh, praise God. And He can do it. How many believes He can do it?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Is He the fix it man? Amen. My heart is fixed. We're trusting in the Lord God Almighty. He's the one. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be my strength and my shield. My heart will trust in Him. I am helped. My heart shall rejoice. With my song I will praise Him. He's my strength now. Lord, just take my heart and break it all to pieces. When we think about the heart of man, we think about the innermost, amen, spirit of man. Amen. We're made up of body, soul, and spirit. A man has his own spirit. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you, once we have the Spirit of Christ, and the Spirit of God begins to mold and shape me according to the very design that He would have for my life, I'm seeking to know the will of God. If I'm going to know Him to be my portion forever, if I'm going to know Him to be my inheritance forever, I'm going to rejoice in what God has done for me and what God has given to me. Listen, church, He's my strength. He is my help, and He is the length of my days. I move and I have my being in God. Everything about me is God. And my strength, whether it be my body, the strength He gives to me to move about and to carry on in my daily routine. But I want to praise Him from the, amen, from my heart. I want to praise Him. I want to worship Him. I want to offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually with the fruit of my lips giving praise to His name. How about you tonight? That scripture just really rung out to me. Amen. Like a bell. God is the strength of my heart. God is the rock of my strength. I'm building upon the rock. Amen. You know what Jesus spoke of Himself? Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Long as we are on the rock, we shall stand. Amen. The storms, amen, at times become difficult. The seas begin to rage with the tempest, and the waves are roaring. They're high. But there's also higher places in God where the psalmist could say, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. Praise God. How about you tonight? Do you believe that God, amen, is the rock of my heart? He is the strength of my heart. Praise God. Lord, just break me to mold me. Melt me to mold me. God, amen, take all pride out of my heart. Let the Son of glory shine within me. Reveal anything that's unclean within my heart. Amen. But Jeff, you sing that song sometimes, don't you? We sing it sometimes in the church home. Amen. Break my heart all to pieces, let a little sunshine in. Don't we sing that sometimes? I think so. How many feels that way tonight? Amen. Do you want your heart to be broke all to pieces and let a little sunshine in? Glory to God. You want your happiness and your contentment to be in the things of God?
Yes.
Amen. You want God to walk with you every day and show you all the beauty of holiness that He wants you, amen, to remain in and to seek after? It's the things that we're seeking after. The things that we shall behold in the Lord our God. Praise God. Sister McKayla sang that song, He Knows My Name.
That's right.
Praise God, He Knows My Name. He knows my walk is with Him. My talk is with Him. My strength is in Him. The joy of the Lord. It means everything to have that saints of God tonight. The lottery, $500 million or $340 million, whatever it turns out to be, and whoever wins it, I never could buy the peace and the happiness that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen. It never could buy. Money cannot buy what you have in the treasure that you have in God. Oh, we found that pearl of great price, a treasure that's been hidden in the field. Amen. That I have found the pearl of great price, and I know what it is to serve the Lord and the great salvation I have in Christ. Amen. Glory to God. It's wonderful to be saved and to know that you're saved and you're kept by the grace of God and your help is in the Lord. Let's find a place to pray tonight about this message. Say, God is the rock of my strength. Amen. God is the strength of my heart. Everything is in my heart. And He shall lead me and He shall help me. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes.